Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about the most recent City Council meeting. Knoxville City Council at their most recent meeting, and obviously the number one thing on the agenda was the public hearing and the sale of 502 East Main Street to Vermeer Group. Tell us a little bit about the process of that sale. We already talked about the bid process, but just the overall sale and then the development agreement.
This property's handled really in a lot of ways just like any other property that the city owns. You know, we acquired it a little bit different. We did have the bid process, but now we're down to sort of the nuts and the bolts of the sale. And so that process includes publishing it in the paper and then holding a public hearing, which we held at the most recent meeting. And that sort of formalizes the sale. So that happened at the last meeting. The council unanimously approved that. The thing that does make it a little unique would be the development agreement that followed right after. With that development agreement, essentially the city says that they will sell the property to the Vermeer Group with the understanding that the Vermeer Group will be developing it for housing. Specifically, the agreement said that they would do at least two and preferably three units on that property. It'd be tricky to fit more than probably three units just with the space that's there. We did ask that at least two units be built there, so a duplex. Also sets out some timelines. There's actually a state law that they won't be able to take deed till 30 days after the meeting. So that puts them at early August, August 2nd. At that point, they'll be able to have deed to the property. So the expectation in this calendar year, 2018, is just that the site is cleared. The building, the debris that's around it, those sort of things. We didn't feel like it was a realistic time frame to have an expectation that they would put something back in this year before snow starts flying again. Then they will start work, though, in 19. And so while you may not see a lot of work out there till well into the summer, we'll be working with them on building permits and things of that nature with the expectation that they will, weather permitting, have started work by July. And that whatever the project turns out to be, two units, three units, it will be done in the calendar year of 2019. So that's something we're looking forward to. We know as a community this is one of our top challenges, is having sufficient housing. We've been told that by our major employers, by an outside study. So we're always excited to be able to bring another group into the community to rally some development. And frankly, we hope that this will be the beginning of more projects with Vermeer Group, that they'll want to continue to help our community grow. They have a history working throughout Marion County, working on subdivisions in Pleasantville. They've done work in Pella. And we hope that Knoxville will be the next place where they want to focus and hopefully get some more housing units going.
Council also heard an update from the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. What's the relationship between the city and the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I think that our community benefits from having both a strong city and a strong chamber. And so we're always encouraged when we can hear positive things. And so last night, Hannah was able to provide an update to council. Council has allocated some of the hotel motel tax to help support chamber functions. And so I think they wanted to provide just an update. And I think the council really appreciates hearing that, hearing some of the strategic priorities that the chamber has, and for her to talk about some of the progress that's been made towards those. So it's encouraging to hear about progress being made. Like I say, I just think our community is better and stronger when the chamber is running well.
Pretty much the last thing on the council agenda was the loose pet, specifically cats and dogs, policy for the city and their relationship with the Marion County Humane Society. For a little bit of an outline, tell us overall what the city wants to change overall for the code.
The issue here is when the city picks up an animal at large, dog or cat, our procedure is to take it to the Humane Society. You know, and our officers will, if they can identify, they'll take the pet back to the owner and just not burden the Humane Society. But a lot of times the animal doesn't have an identification tag, may not know where it belongs, so they take it to the Humane Society. And by doing that, the Humane Society charges the city $50 per animal. The city has in its code to charge the owner the $50 to be reimbursed for the charges. But essentially there's no enforcement of that. And so people, whether they've paid or not, can still get their animal from the Humane Society, and the city may or may not get its $50 back. The intent of the change to the code would be that the animal won't be released until the city is made whole financially, and that they will, the owners will pay the $50 back to the city. So it has taken a little bit of time, but at the end of the day, we want to have a good ordinance. We want to have a rule that makes sense for all parties involved in an attempt to make sure everything gets done the right way.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.